Welcome to National Day Riff, a politically incorrect, tastefully inappropriate sketch comedy podcast. I'm your host, Sean Michael Byer.
And I'm Adam Carbone, the voice of reason. I keep Sean and everyone else in check.
Good luck with that. Today we celebrate produce misting, custodial workers recognition, name your car, fried scallops, manufacturing, and body language day. Let's begin with produce misting. Or as I like to call it, an agricultural hydration specialist.
What? Like that's an actual job. Yeah.
It used to be. Now it's fully automated and they have cute little fake lightning and thunder sounds to let the shoppers know it's about to, quote, rain, unquote.
Oh, yeah. How cute. Ugh, cute. So cute. So cute. One of the cutest things I've ever heard.
Hi, excuse me, do you work here?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm your agricultural hydration specialist at your service for over 20 years now.
What an overachiever this guy, huh? Look at this guy.
There's nothing wrong with a career in the produce department.
Do you hear an echoey voice talking to a wannabe game show announcer?
Every day, ma'am. Every single day. Oh, that's my cue. Please excuse me. I must mist your melons.
Oh, come on. All right. Come on, Sean. Really?
Okay, that covers produce misting. Let's move on to custodial workers recognition.
Evening, ma'am.
I thought I recognized you. You're the custodial worker.
Okay, check that off the list. Great. What's next? Ah, name your car day.
A car's an inanimate object, so it really shouldn't be named. I hate when people do that.
Actually, a car moves, therefore it's animated.
Have you seen my car?
Oh, what's left of it? Oh, yeah.
I hit a pole, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was not drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving too fast in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
The road was too narrow. The parking lot was too narrow. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. It was 5 years ago. Give me a break.
Can we have a sales manager to the showroom floor, please?
Hi. Excuse me. Do you work here?
Yes, ma'am. I'm your vehicle denomination consultant. At your service for over 20 years now.
Well, I just bought a car here at the dealership, and I had some questions.
Now that you've made your purchase, it's my job to help you name your car.
That's a job? But no, a car is an inanimate object and should not be named.
I told you.
I think you've upset some of our inventory.
Those cars are moving towards us, and no one's driving them.
Are you sure you don't want to name your adopted new vehicle, ma'am?
Adopted? Okay.
We're waiting.
Kathy?
Taken.
Barbara?
Taken.
Caitlin?
Overused.
Gertrude?
No.
Wilma?
No.
Martha?
No.
Wendy?
No.
Carl?
No, no, no!
Ladies, have you been led astray? Did you diddle where maybe you shouldn't have dabbled? Have you been unfaithful to your husband, wife, partner, main squeeze? Well, there's a judgment-free podcast just for you. Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity, hosted by Rebecca Adams, tells the stories of these women from their perspective, anonymously and without judgment.
I met the first man I had an emotional affair with online. He was far away, but he provided me with all of the emotional validation that my marriage was lacking. The first time we talked, he showed an interest in me as a person. It was refreshing.
If you need to come clean, get it off your chest, confess your sins with no Hail Marys required, then Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity is the podcast for you. And remember, it's completely anonymous and judgment-free.
Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe today.
Let's talk about fried scallops.
Okay, so even though I'm technically a vegetarian, I do like fried scallops once in a while. I mean, like, as long as they're prepared properly, caramelized on both sides, but tender in the middle, you know, drizzled with garlic-infused clarified butter and garnished with minced chives.
Mmm, that sounds amazing.
Oh, hi, honey. You can get back to shopping and stop interrupting us. That would be awesome.
Oh, okay.
We're not supposed to interact. We're, like, not in the same sketch.
Oh.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Okay. Total double standard. Okay. You can interrupt my sketches, but God forbid I chime in.
And mute. All right, now where was I?
I want to know how you can technically be a vegetarian when you eat meat.
And mute. I'm going to mute you, too. So, while Sean figures out how to unmute himself, I'll be taking over. And first, let's turn off this annoying reverb. I hate it.
Ah, look at this. All right. let's chit-chat about manufacturing and body language. Yes. Oh, this is going to be great.
Excuse me. Have you worked here for over 20 years?
Yes, ma'am. And I can tell by your body language, you're looking for a manufacturer.
Done. Woohoo! Done! Look at that! This shit's easy! Shawn Michael who? Shawn Michael whom with an M. I've never used that word whom in a sentence. Well, I hope everybody had a good day. And I hope you enjoyed this dose of National Day Riff. I'm Adam, a.k.a. the Voice of Reason, and guess what? I'm taking over as host. Oh, shit, the music stopped. Well, until we do another one.
Until next time.
What? Hey, where do you got? Shut up!
Until next time.
Mute. No.
Until next time.
Stop.
Until.
Man, I didn't think he'd be able to figure out how to unmute himself.
I finally give you a bunch more.
What a smart guy, huh? Stop.
No. Finally, come on, give no. you a
mute,
bunch
mute,
more.
Mute. Too much.
And nope. You take over the place.
And
you always complain
mute.
You don't get enough.
Ice Cream Films and Media Entertainment.
It used to just be Ice Cream Films, and then all of a sudden, he does podcasts, so now he had to add Media Entertainment. I don't get it. Just say Ice Cream Entertainment. Do one thing. That's it. Ice Cream Films and Media
and Entertainment. And mute.
Ice Cream
Films and Media Entertainment.